Christian Homemaker, for the next 5 minutes, let Bennett Peters Jones share with you some spiritual helps for building rather than battering your home. Here now is Sunshine on the Soap Suds.
The daily chores which make up normal housekeeping are not what would be called exciting. In fact, as the years pile up in a woman's life, housekeeping responsibilities become so routine as to be boring. But one day my routine was broken by a note of gold. It came about in my morning routine. Now, this morning routine is long and well established. It necessarily is tightly schedule coordinated. The sequence has become absolutely rote. Well, it starts when I get out of bed. And as I do so, I make up the bed behind me so that I don't have to come back and do it later. Then I straighten the bathroom following my morning shower, being sure that the towels are straight, the sink is clean, etc. Then comes breakfast. There in the kitchen, I prepare it, we eat, and then I clean up after it. Following breakfast, I start the laundry for the day. And then there are two last things that I do before leaving the house. I vacuum the house and dust. Ah, and dust. That's when, on that particular morning, I came across a note of gold. I found it there in the midst of my absolutely final segment for that day. I was dusting. I was dusting in the bedroom. I don't hesitate to confess that my brain was otherwhere. It wasn't with my hands holding the dust cloth, working over all that furniture with which I'm so familiar. It was otherwhere, probably on at the office or a speaking engagement or something. But it wasn't there. Then my hand with that dust cloth began to go over my husband's dresser. And it froze in midair. Because in front of me, on the front panel of my husband's dresser, I saw a tiny square of golden sunlight. Now, we have windows that run all across the bedroom wall, and that gives us general light in the room. But somehow, unexplained and untraceable, though I looked, here was one tiny, perfect golden square. How it changed that moment. Here was this commonplace piece of furniture over which I'd gone year after year, and suddenly, here it was, the wood grain itself there in that furniture piece was beautifully lit, and that lighting, that golden square, revealed a beauty of wood I hadn't noticed since the day we bought that furniture so long ago. What did it do? That little golden square made the mundane marvelous. It made the mundane marvelous. Oh, that I might keep a note of gold in all of life's ordinaries. Could there be, really, a note of gold just lighting my heart, energizing my hands, day in and day out as I walk through this world? They're there, you know. They're there available for every one of us. Let me share just one tiny little square of gold with you today. It's found in Psalm 70, verse 4. Let all those that seek thee rejoice and be glad in thee. And let such as love thy salvation say continually, let God be magnified.
This has been Sunshine on the Soap Suds with Bennett Peters Jones, author of the book, Ribbing Him Rightly. If you wish to write, Mrs. Jones would be glad to hear from you. Write to her at Sunshine, Bob Jones University, Greenville, South Carolina, 29614.